question. I tend to be a slow thinker, and whenever I have to write anything, even say something like a Vyas Puja offering for my spiritual master, I become very tense about what I'll write, and that makes me jittery. So how can I deal with this? Answer, there is something called free writing, which can get over the initial inhibitions in the writing. Basically, all of us have two sides to our inner intelligence, we could say. There is the creative side and there is the critical side. The creative side is what gives us ideas. It is, as the word says, creative. So it is the seed of new plans, new inspirations. And the critical side is the one which evaluates. Hey, this doesn't all make all that much sense. This makes sense. Now, in people in whom the creative side is much more developed than the critical side, for them, they write a lot, but then there is not much quality in that writing, because they have not evaluated it very rigorously. And the other extreme is, in people in whom the critical side is very strong, they don't write only, because as soon as the creative side starts coming up with the idea, internally only the critic shoots it down. This won't work, this won't work, this won't work, this won't work. So, in general, we live in today's world is competitive, and we usually, for most people, the critical side is more developed than the creative side. And to some extent, I have seen even in the devotee community, because we have a lot of consideration of being faithful to the Siddhanta, not deviating. So, if we are intellectual, then our critical side develops much more than the creative side. And because of this, we are not able to create much. So, one way around this is, usually both these things happen parallel. You get an idea and I think, hey, this doesn't make sense. So, for those in whom the critical side is too strong, which inhibits expression of ideas, then one solution is to separate the two. That means, one of the easiest ways to do this is called free writing. That means, you decide a particular time, next 15 minutes, I'm just going to write. And you decide that, when that writing, don't even correct the spelling mistakes. So, the rule in free writing is, that your pen or your keyboard, the cursor should not go back. The cursor should move only forward. And usually, if we write down, so a person with decent writing speed, 15 minutes, they can easily write 500 words. And of course, this idea is taken to an extreme in a concept called Nano Remo. Nano Remo is National Novel Writing Month. This is an average novel has 50,000 words. And there are people all over the world who have taken this concept, and they decide, they are working people, they decide that in this month, usually they take it November per year, I think, I am going to write 50,000 words. And each day that works out to be around 2,000 words or something like that, little less than 2,000. And it takes about 1.5 hours to write. And there are a large number of people who are able to complete it. Now, of course, after writing a novel, it may take them 2-3 years to bring the novel to a level where it can go to publisher and be published. But at least the ideas are out. And it does release the creative juices, if you want to use that word, quite a bit. So, especially where we have ideas, but our ideas lack organization. If we don't have ideas also, this can help. But then, there far more editing will be required. But if we have ideas, then free writing helps us just put the ideas out and then we can organize them. So, there is a website called writeordie.com. So, which has this facility, which is free website, where you are given a cursor, given a board, and there in 15 minutes you are expected to write 500 words. And as soon as you stop writing, if you stop writing for something like 10 seconds, the computer will start screaming. That is the kamikaze mode. There is another mode where as soon as you stop typing, the computer will start deleting what you have written previously. So with this, I found that I have used this and I find it quite helpful in getting the ideas out. So sometimes, if say an average article which I write for Back to God is 2500 words. So if I just sit down and write for 1.5 hours, I get 1.5 hours, I easily get 2,000 words out. Now of course, usually it will take me 10 to 15 more hours to edit it so that it comes to the final level. But that editing is relatively easier than the first 1.5 hour creativity. And I have found, because we are exposed to the philosophy fairly well, that's why even when we write spontaneously, we don't write too much far out things. They're reasonable things, and sometimes in the pace of writing, I'm surprised. Oh, I thought of this idea. How did I think of this idea? So, for those who feel that the thoughts are, that writing is a difficult process, separating the two stages, creative and critical, that is very good. And over a period of time, we also become expert in this. And even in the first phase itself, we can improve. But right now, in the starting off, just give expression to the creative side. And if we just decide, say, if we have to write a 500 word thing, then you can just in 15 minutes, you can write 500 words. If you feel that that is not good enough, then we can just have two or three occasions, write 1500 words, and from that easily high quality 500 words will come out. Sometimes I find that if I write 2500 words, I get 2500 words of quality, but those things I have to edit a lot. So, but overall, free writing is a very good way for those who are inhibited by their own inner critic. And that, I would say, in today's culture is most of us. Thank you.